Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the blood will dry.
Good job, Jim. Whatever the hell that was. Way to start.
Oh, I like
way to start the lunchtime hour on the LeBron train.
Woo! Chugga chugga!
If you're just joining us, Stephen A. Smith. Oh my God, it's like the Celtics are in play for LeBron James.
This is like the Felger math program. We just throw these crazy theories out there and just roll with it. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, what if? This is what they do. This is great. This is fun.
I'm coming home.
Well, this isn't home for him.
Tell the world
he is home. Give me a song about leaving home. Leaving home. Something tell her. All right, so let's stop living out the fantasy that he is coming here.
Let's talk about Houston for a second.
Yes. Why is it that you don't believe he would want to move to Houston?
I think LeBron's next move is to a place where he is going to obviously have a chance to really win have a chance to, and I should say, it's got to be a tandem, and a chance to increase his brand, his LeBrondom, if you will.
You know what?
Right?
LeBrondom.
Which is the only reason why the Lakers are in play. How else really can you conceivably and reasonably say that the Lakers are going to be a favorite anytime soon in the West?
They're not.
Other than by adding LeBron James to their roster.
That gives him the cleanest slate to build. If he wants to build it from the ground up there, he goes to the Lakers.
I don't think he's interested in building from the ground up. I think he's interested in him. He wants to win. The guy's a winner. I'm not going to take that away from him, but he wants to win. Short of winning, how can I make this about me even more?
Mm.
There isn't a better place on the planet for making it about you than Los Angeles. That is that town is made for the possessive pronoun me, mine, I, everything about it that fit him like a glove. So that one I can
see. You want to be second fiddle, third fiddle in the West, though?
What's he going to do for himself and LeBron James and King James in Houston?
I think winning I think the ultimate thing is winning.
Winning? So
because the winning,
can he go win in Houston?
I don't think it's about a short-term play with him because, Hardy, he's got that. He's one of the most famous athletes on the planet, right? He doesn't need to he's got the number one selling shoe. He's got the number one selling jersey. Everybody loves LeBron James. Well, mostly. 90% of people do. Boston, not so much at the moment. But he's got all that. He's got all that fame and fortune, and he's one of the most recognizable athletes going. The last thing he really needs is just to continue winning and continuing to get the title, which he's been coming up short other than the one that he did have in Cleveland, which was great for him and great for Kyrie. But now he wants to go somewhere where he's got a better shot.
Blame Durant for this. You know what, too?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
What was it about? What do you think?
It was LeBron.
Oh, the video that's going viral of him, that 2-minute unedited video, no sound, of him going to the bench after regulation ended, and he looks at Tyronn Lue and goes, how many timeouts do we have left? And he goes, one, then he throws his. He knows that if he comes and talks to the Celtics, that guy, that Brad Stevens, he ain't going to let one go in his pocket. Like that type of stuff. Here I am scoring 49 points. What more can a well-coached team like that do for me and a group of talented young guys? Like I've done it my way. I've gone to Miami. I've built it with the big three again. We won down there. I went back to Cleveland, took a championship home there. Me and Kyrie. He left. Screw you, Kyrie. I'm coming. You got to change teams again because it's still my league. I want your coach. I want your young team. Oh, man. Because you go out west, you're second fiddle, third fiddle in the West. There's no guarantee he's going to do it with. I know you're saying Paul George is going to instantly go with him to the Lakers and they'll figure out a way to make it work. You don't know how it's going to go. See, at least in Cleveland, he's planning to get together the group of guys that he's played with. And he's played with Kevin Love for a while now. You know, J.R. Smith. I know it's J.R. Smith, but You know, Kyle Korver. He's going to put that type of thing together, and he can he do it in Boston? Like, it just rolled off Stephen A.'s tongue. Like, it was easily his second team was named Boston.
Boston.
Let me just get this out there now. Cleveland's going to talk to him. He's going to talk to Boston, Philadelphia, and he went through the list. He put Boston in there. Why? Who's telling him Boston? He's got something. He's interested now. I mean, Kevin Durant was interested in Boston. It was Tom Brady that went to the Hamptons, right?
So here,
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, here's yeah. That was brought up again this week in a story online. But how about this? If the Celtics get involved in this and then don't ultimately sign the player.
Brad Stevens loves him. That's all he talked about for a week.
Brad Stevens loves him. Who doesn't? Anyone with a brain who enjoys
unless your name's Jim Louth.
World-class level player. I mean, obviously, a basketball brain like Brad Stevens said all kinds of nice things about LeBron. So it's just ridiculous how great of a player he is. What if they get involved in that conversation and ultimately he says, yeah, it was worth checking out, but I don't want to go to Boston. I want to go to Houston. I want to go to L.A., any of these other places. Does that leave Kyrie Irving, who's still here in a Celtics uniform, feeling burned?
Well, yes. If Boston takes the meeting, yes.
Yes, because doesn't it?
I wouldn't put it past LeBron to do this, too. I'm going to go flirt with Boston because I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know what they're thinking for the next 3 years, three, 4 years, because they're an arch enemy of mine now. Like, they gave us a run for our money. They took me game seven without their two best players. I want to go see what Brad Stevens is like. I want to go see what that city's like. Why is it going on in Boston? Why are they competing with me? And I'm going to use that against them to figure out what other team I'm going to go to. Because I want to check out what their plan is for the next 3 or 4 years. You can easily do that. I'm going to pick Boston's brain. Even though I'm not going to go there, I'm going to use their information against them.
Andrew's in the truck. Andrew.
Not one, not two. We need LeBron. Absolutely need LeBron. I will. If Kyrie doesn't want him here, I will drive him to the airport. Let's go, LeBron.
Let's go. Look what you did.
What I did. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, Stephen A. did it.
Hardy's got a headache now. Hardy didn't need this stuff going through his head today.
You just don't replace. I mean, we can't get into
the greatest player in the world. You replace anything.
Stop.
That's how the league
Stop.
Works, buddy.
Stop.
Have you been watching it?
We don't know enough. We don't care to even know how they would be able to work it in Golden State. But we know enough with the Celtics to know that you just can't add LeBron James and do something with Kyrie. There are other moves would have to be
right.
made.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much that's being built here for long term. And I don't mean 3 years from now they could win it. I mean, they could win it next year if Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward are healthy and playing to what everyone thinks they're going to play. That's a team that can win all of it next year. They could. It sounds foolish because we really don't know. We only got 5 minutes
right.
of Hayward and Irving
okay.
on the floor at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But as good as they were in this playoff season without Irving and Hayward, they took Cleveland to game seven, got past Philadelphia, did everything they had to do in order to get to one game away from being in the NBA Finals. You telling me that putting Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward on that team and putting them back in the same position next year doesn't almost automatically mean an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the finals?
Are you playing?
That's a team that can win it next year. You don't need LeBron.
You can win the East. You can win the East.
Did you think
I
that?
Know the,
you
I, don't
think,
know the, I don't know if they're going to be good enough to win the NBA title.
Was Jason Tatum better than you thought he was going to be?
Yes, he was.
How about Jaylen Brown?
He improved.
He improved.
Yeah, he's good.
Brad Stevens continues to impress as a coach?
Sure.
All of that
is true.
Now give him Kyrie Irving back in the playoffs. Oh, and give him Gordon Hayward, too.
Yeah, they're going to
You don't want to take that for a spin?
Well, they're going to be pretty good.
How much fun would that be?
All I know is that Kyrie Irving, you say long term, he's got one more year left on his contract.
Measure that
and
amount.
It's up to him whether or not he stays.
Measure
not
that.
Not up to the Celtics.
Well, let's see what happens next year.
Measure.
You want to trade all that in for LeBron James for a couple of years and having to get rid of some pieces in order to accommodate
you don't
him
have
in
to get,
salary.
You don't have to get rid of any of those young pieces.
LeBron James isn't going to come here just for no money like he would go to Golden State. He's going to want big money to play in Boston.
You don't have to get rid of Brown or Tatum. Those guys don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, you already got them locked up. Is he got a fever? Is he okay?
What do you mean?
We get a chance to have LeBron James play with the young guys?
He just disagrees. We're having a discussion about it. That's all.
Huh. He's getting upset over there.
I don't think he's alone. Jim feels the same way.
26-year-old Kyrie Irving you're willing to say bye-bye.
For LeBron James?
For 33-year-old LeBron James.
At that level? Yeah.
No. 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 I recognize him as the greatest player in the world.
Okay, good.
I do. I'm more interested in seeing what the Celtics can do with what they've started here and what we got to watch for 5 minutes.
Just like that Brady Garoppolo argument.
Over the next 6-7 years than I would be in seeing what would happen for a couple of years with LeBron James. I'm more interested in the former. That interests me more. I've seen LeBron do great things on other teams. That's where he belongs.
Again, we've been talking about this, not because we have been talking about it all week, but because now it's got some sort of legs to stand on. That is Stephen A. Smith on ESPN saying the Celtics will be in the conversation and be in the mix for LeBron James this coming offseason. And that's, that's because of LeBron. Here it is.
He's going to have a conversation with Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Philly. Obviously, the Lakers. Houston is in the mix as well. They're going to go after him. Make no mistake about it.
Stop.
So you've got Cleveland, Philly, Boston.
So Cleveland, Philly, Boston.
Philly,
but
Boston.
He put Boston ahead of Philly.
He puts
Houston.
He
puts LA.
How about this, though?
He said Cleveland, Philly, Boston.
The three teams he says first are all in the Eastern Conference. Does that mean anything? Ooh. Do those three offer any level of importance in this?
I think so, because I think he ultimately wants to stay in East.
Into that talking.
Next.
He's not
calls next.
Putting together a doctoral thesis, if that's a word.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Boston.
The Celtics are on that list.
He brought up...
Strap yourself in, Hardy. It's the summer of LeBron.
Turn it up, Jim. All the dorky white guys will be sitting courtside clapping to this.
I'd be there.
LeBron.
I'll let you play the song that I hate.
High-fiving like this.
I'll be in on the song.
High five.
You get the king to Boston, I'm in on this song.
Hey, where you at? Ship me up to Boston.
Come on. I hate this song. God, I hate this song. Hey, you're from Boston. Please ship me up to Boston.
617-779-0985.
Beantown.
Mark in the car. Mark, go.
Hey, guys. I'm just saying that for LeBron, I think we could package Horford and Rozier with our pick to the Grizzlies for their fourth overall.
Sounds good.
So we can clear up space for money and for LeBron.
Anything's possible.
And then we go out, draft Mo Bamba, get a shot block.
Wait, you're trading Al Horford and Rozier for the fourth overall pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work. That's not gonna.
You need more. And moreover,
money doesn't work.
Does this include having LeBron and Kyrie playing together? Because we know that no work.
It's not happen.
That no worky. Oh,
that's why Kyrie's that no work.
Tell you what, does Kyrie want to go back to Cleveland? We could do a sign and trade. Kyrie can go back to Cleveland, and he can have Cleveland all to himself.
You got LeBron coming through the door. I want Al Horford here. I want Al Horford here and whatever easy team role that he does. You need that size. You need that guy to flex at 4 and 5. I need Al Horford.
Alan Taunton, Al.
Fellas, I think I'm in the minority here, where I'm just as excited as Beatles. This is awesome.
It is awesome. You're not in a minority.
That is.
All right, good. I was just thinking, though, a couple things. How does this work? I mean, does LeBron come here and sit down and say, okay, fellas, for me to come to Boston, this is what I need to happen?
Yes.
Get Kawhi Leonard, et cetera, et cetera. So my thought is, I mean, I don't think, at least I mean, I don't know Kyrie personally, but I don't think he'd have a problem going to San Antonio if we can make that happen and get Kawhi Leonard here, because that's the team that beat Golden State.
Where are you freeing up money, though? You've got to free up money somewhere.
Where are you putting Kyrie?
That's good. We're getting LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. And Kyrie's
Anthony
going
Davis
to San Antonio.
People
and
have
Anthony
already thought
Davis
this 7 steps through in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You guys already have the number retired in the rafters.
Oh, yep. Yeah. He's going to wear 33.
He's going to take 33.
Right.
Peter in Jamaica playing. Peter?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Pete.
I think it's entirely possible he can come here.
Sure is.
LeBron has more money than good. His net worth is $400 million. He's all about his legacy. You know, Mike won 6 in a row. He's only won 3, by the way. Kobe won 5. And that's how you remember people. That's why they say Tom Brady's the best player, the best quarterback that ever lived, because, you know, they talk about his Super Bowl victories. Mm-hmm. And LeBron is a student of the game. He's always talking about how he loves Brad Stevens. I think if he came here, he'd have a chance to win four titles in a row. Honestly, I really do. And his number would go up in the Raptors.
Stevens,
right.
Hashtag
right.
Stevens would have called timeout.
Four in a row. Four in
Stevens
a row.
Stevens would have called
numbers
timeout.
Numbers to the Raptor.
He's get ready.
The greatest legacy God. Of get all ready. Time.
We'd be okay. down at the Star Market Studio a lot. How many times do we have to be down there?
Oh, yeah. Joe in San Diego. Joe?
I have to get an apartment down there.
Joe.
Hey, so if LeBron comes, why not trade Kyrie and Al Horford for a top lottery pick to get Mo Bamba?
How many more of these are we going to get on that front, though?
A lot. Because they're trying to build the team.
Let's do the same thing that they've done for LeBron for the last, 10 years?
Yep.
Get rid of all the good players around him and just have a bunch of role players surrounding him.
How's that working out for LeBron right now in Cleveland? How's it working out for LeBron right now? And by the way,
he's in the finals.
He's got Kyle. he's going to get swept.
He's playing at home.
They might win tonight.
I don't know tonight.
If I could borrow a line from Felger, he beat you
without your team. This team that we just watched is that no, not you. Your team has Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward on it.
That's true.
That team that LeBron just beat is not the 2017-18 Celtics team. No. Well, and not the team that they already have on the books for 18-19. And furthermore, just so we can really play this tape to the end, that LeBron James comes here. Get ready for all of the, I'm going to take my talents to Boston. I'm going to do what I can to get my team there and my players the championship they deserve.
Yes.
He's going to act like the savior of basketball in Boston.
He is.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, you're ready to have LeBron James come in here.
Who'd Schilling did a commercial with?
And teach you, Zoe.
The truck commercial?
I'm going to Boston. Remember with the suitcase on Cyber?
Yeah, I think
I'm
it was
going
like
to Boston.
Ford. I think
I'm
like
going to
Ford
win a championship.
Commercial.
Are you ready?
Get that company to do one with LeBron.
Are you ready to have LeBron James talking to you after every game and before he even plays about me and I and how I'm going to do this for Boston?
Yep. Then I get a Jim Murray song after that.
But going to return them to greatness and getting them a championship and doing everything I can for this team.
Chugga-chugga.
That's what you want?
Yes. I want the best player in the world here in the city. That's what you give up for.
This is an
that's
essence
part
saying,
of the,
you know what,
that's
so
part of the bargain.
If Brady retired and Eli had 2 good years left, you'd be like, no, bring Eli here.
Do you understand?
Would you want Eli here?
Do you understand? Do you understand why I'm helping?
Answer the question.
Do you understand why I'm helping go over the top this way for LeBron? Because I am a Brady guy. I'd say every single chance take Brady over Garoppolo for that 3-year championship window.
Brady retires. Would you accept Eli here as the quarterback of the Patriots?
Eli?
Yes, Eli Manning.
No.
Why?
Because he's not the greatest player in the world.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, I understand that.
Bad analogy. He's not good.
Jim's giving me a massive drop-off.
If Brady retired in 2010, would you have taken Peyton Manning?
And Eli seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
no, hold on. Go back. Listen to Jim's questionnaire. That's a better question. Rewind to 2010. If Brady said, I'm done, I'm walking away, I'm hanging him up, would you have taken Peyton Manning at that time? The answer would be yes, because you would have an equal or better. What?
Fraud. FRAUD.
Look at you.
Run.
Look at you.
So you're a fraud if you want a free
front
agent.
Running
and LeBron
fraud.
James.
Yes.
Me?
Wow. Picking your team.
Yeah, I want wins.
I like championships. You're fraud for liking LeBron James.
You
want good free agents.
I like pink hats.
You will be so sick of LeBron and his babbling in 1 week.
Gosh, imagine if you lived in Quincy.
And God forbid you don't win at all.
You live in Marina Bay.
Because the team you got coming back right now.
Put his boat right there. Like Tigers.
The team you've got coming back in the fall of 2018 is going to be the favorite to win the Eastern Conference.
I tell you guys this all the time. The odds is been stacked up against me since I was, you know, an adolescent. So I put our team in position to try to win a championship.
Your guy.
This is, did you hear this comment the
here's
other day?
Yes. Here's your Celtics fan.
I've heard him for years.
Oh, my God.
He's insufferable because he is the greatest of all time. But the team you've got on the books right now is better than anything anyone else is going to have in the East. You don't want to roll the dice with that. You just want to give up on it before it even has a chance to start get LeBron here for a couple of years?
Because you have a chance to have the best team in
the
NBA.
What a bunch of short-sighted, greedy babies.
Kyrie has 1 year left on his team.
Near-sighted, greedy infants.
Yeah. You know, here's the advertising campaign, okay? I got it. Big, you know, like when you drive into Boston?
Yeah.
And you got that side of the building, you got the little wells and the little fish in there jumping there that painting.
The wells.
Like a wishing well?
You put the beach.
Like a little bucket on a rope?
You put a picture of the beach here.
Wheel it down?
You put a picture of the beach here. And then you put.
On the well.
You put the little footprints running in the sand, like the team, basketball team footprints running in the sand.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there's only one set of footprints. And you say, well, where'd all the other footprints go? And LeBron would say at the end, remember, Celtics, it's when you were down. That's when I carried you.
Yeah, it's a long way to get there.
Jesus, you know, like the Jesus when he's walking.
Yeah, we know.
In the sand?
We know.
The imagery.
It's still stupid. No, high five.
Come on.
No one's high-fiving
you. I'm not high-fiving.
We got seven deep.
Pulling the emergency brake on the whole conversation, but that's a stupid story.
You're so angry.
We did, however, pull that Schilling commercial from 04. We did.
Made me want to buy a truck.
Yeah.
Like rugged. He had work boots on. He had work boots on, too, didn't he? I'm gonna buy.
Isn't Zo the like
win me a championship?
Every marketing executive's wet dream. Like, look at this guy. All we gotta do is 10 seconds of the right music and a couple of slides. He'll buy anything.
Hell yeah!
On the side of the road in Arizona. Here's
dust on the road,
looking for a ride.
Dirt road. Where are you going? I'm going to Boston. Win a championship.
You said I'm going to Boston. Got to break an 86-year-old curse.
That was it. Oh, even better.
That's what it was.
Oh my God!
And then he did it. 6-1.
There's no curse here.
7-9.
It's not curse. They won it 10 years ago. They're back in the final. Few years after that, they've totally turned the team over. New coach, new players. They've got arguably, if everybody's healthy and playing well, they're the best starting five in the East. Day one.
You think Abby Chin smiles now? Is she standing there next to LeBron? LeBron, this is so exciting. Like, how excited are you? LeBron said, I'm very excited. I've been excited all my life.
That was Morgan
Freeman. That was like Morgan Freeman. Oh, we're not going to mention him.
What? And then Hardy and I are left here to pick up the pieces after that.
Coming up next segment, Scott Zolak is going to do Morgan Freeman portraying Bill Cosby in the Bill Cosby Story. Let's see how much trouble you can get in 40 seconds.
You do your Roseanne.
I'll do Roseanne. Okay. That's fine.
Headlines. We'll get to more of your calls.
You're damn right, I tweeted that, Dan.
Very exciting news today, and that is the Celtics will be in the conversation with LeBron James in free agency.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Do Roseanne. Do the impression of Roseanne. Before we get a chance to.
You think you do headlines as Roseanne Barr?
No.
Nope.
Nope. Not even going to try. Instead, we're going to listen to what Stephen Wright had to say after the game last night as he got the start. His first time he felt he's out there really trying to get the job done in a long time in the 6-0 win over the Tigers at Fenway Park.
You know, I was definitely just trying to go out there and go as deep as, you know, they were, you know, I was able to go, you know, and to be able to go 7 is huge, you know, especially for our bullpen, you know, especially they got in so late. You know, I was lucky enough to come in. I landed about 1 o'clock in the morning. They landed about 10.
All right, we don't need the travel itineraries for everybody. The Tigers were coming off a doubleheader in Detroit again. The Yankees, they split, and then they got blanked yesterday at Fenway Park. The two teams will play again tonight. The NBA Finals will continue tonight between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Cleveland is at home trying to get their first win of the series. They're down 2-0 in the best of 7. Mandatory minicamp continues today. Tom Brady there just like he was yesterday as the team participates in day number 2 of the mandatory minicamp activities. Headlines are brought to you by Johnson Paint. Johnson Paint has a large in-stock inventory with locations in Boston, Waltham, and Woburn. Johnson Paint, a tradition since 1939. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can push back. 35. The Sports Hub.
Hey, you want a ride?
No, thanks, man.
Hey, need a lift? Thanks anyway.
The only choice for a go-to guy, Ford F-150, number one in sales for 27 straight years.
Hey, man, hop on in. So where are you headed?
Boston. Got to break an 86-year-old curse.
See your New England Ford dealer.
Oh, yeah. She said, I think I'm going to Boston.
Rest of the show.
Everyone knows my name.
Get out of California. Tired of
waiting. We're doing Boston songs the whole way out to lure LeBron James to the Boston Celtics. Jim, I want Kenny Chesney. She comes from Boston. I want Kenny Chesney next.
That one.
Which one do you want next break after that? A Boston song you want? More than a feeling? Boston?
Yeah, whatever.
Something like that?
I want the Cheers theme. Can I get the Cheers theme?
Where everybody knows your name. Everybody would know his name.
I'd like the Cheers
oh,
theme.
My.
If you don't mind, Stephen A. Smith saying today, Celtics are one of the teams that LeBron will have a conversation with this offseason in free agency. Wow. Hello.
Bombshell.
Mike in Boston. What do you got on LeBron?
Mikey.
Okay, we're going to move on from him. Kenny's in Framingham. Kenny.
Kenny! What's wrong with you people?
James in the car. Hello, James.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? All right. The fact that we're even talking about LeBron coming here is just so disrespectful to the city of Boston. It's a smack in the face to all fans. Kevin Garnett.
Oh, the guy that got carried off in a wheelchair. on his anniversary.
But how is it? Oh, wait, how is God. It disrespectful to those players?
All right, first of all, have you ever walked down Causeway Street? Have you walked down Causeway Street anytime you ever play LeBron? Have you been to the
yes?
I worked for the Celtics for a little while, and I've seen. You know, I've been there for the finals, and
yes.
We were playing it.
Sure. Okay,
well, you didn't play the finals against LeBron, but okay. Yeah.
You're a Red Sox fan? Are you a Red Sox fan? Are you a Red Sox fan?
I like the Red Sox, yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe this wouldn't apply, though. But, like, Jeter at the end in his prime, would you still take Derek Jeter? You're like, damn right. Damn
yeah,
right.
But it's different. It's very different with basketball. Very different with
Explain.
Basketball.
How's it different?
Because, like you said, one man can win the whole thing for you.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett came here, you won.
And our fans, I was there, our fans hate LeBron. When he comes in here, we booed him, and we just had nothing but the worst thing to say to him. And now we're going to say, all right, forget about what I just said 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Why don't you come here and play for us?
Yeah.
That's the same thing we did with Kevin Durant. You guys don't like Kevin Durant because what he did with Golden State. That's horrible.
Okay, but that LeBron hasn't done that.
He beat
that.
You. They beat Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant couldn't beat them.
It's worse than what LeBron James did when he went to Miami.
I had more respect for LeBron coming here than what
how
Kevin Durant
LeBron
did.
Went about it was despicable. That was a bad way of doing it.
Right,
bad optics. But the choice in and of itself is not a bad one.
He's a more efficient player now. I want LeBron now more than I did 3 years ago.
Hayden's in the truck. Hey, Hayden.
Hey.
Hey.
I just think LeBron James would want to come here because what would give him more satisfaction than taking Kyrie's team away from him.
I agree. I think that
Diabolical.
Is an angle.
Diabolical.
I think it's an angle.
Man. I'll show ruthless. Kyrie. Ruthless. Just yeah, absolutely ruthless.
Yeah. Why don't you go get that knee fixed? I'll come take your team
back
from
at Kyrie.
You.
Yeah. Take his new team away
yeah.
from him.
You want to use an operation and it's your way to get out of Cleveland? And the operation shuts you down in Boston? I'll come here and take your team from
Meanwhile,
you.
In Cleveland this week, you had LeBron doing that interview with...
Oh, my God.
What's her name? Oh, why am I blanking?
Oh, Doris Burke.
No, was it with Doris? I thought it was with...
From last week, Rachel Nichols?
Rachel Nichols,
oh,
thank
I'm sorry.
You. I don't know why I forgot her name. He did the interview with Rachel Nichols in which he said he didn't like that they had traded away Kyrie and no one had run it by him that they were going to trade Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the owner, Dan Gilbert, saying they wouldn't be in the finals if it weren't for them trading Kyrie. What a foolish way of describing why you're at the place you're at.
Yeah, he'd be the favorite.
Maybe LeBron is in the finals right now and he feels like if he had Kyrie with him right now, even if Kyrie hated his guts.
You know he
guts,
wants Kyrie right now in this series.
Even if he hated his guts, he'd be in a better position to win with Kyrie right now. He's going to hold it against him. He's going to take away his new team and go to the Celtics.
Wow. Evil.
Mark in Medford. Mark.
Boston. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Hardy, you forgot one thing.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Say LeBron did come here, would he accept the fact that this is Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens' team and not his?
No.
Wherever he goes, it's his team.
That's a great, and that's
do
a great
point.
People
not understand,
right?
That.
Whose team is it in Cleveland?
LeBron's.
Whose team was it in Miami?
LeBron's. Well, no, not really, because D Wade was sort of his team.
Was it?
Yeah, it kind of was. We were talking
was
about this.
It?
We talked about this yesterday about in Miami. It was probably best for LeBron because he was playing with a guy who had already won there and had established there, and now he's never going to have that situation again.
Yeah,
and
may,
that was ultimately.
It
good
may have
for
been
him.
Wade's house, but it was. LeBron's kingdom
Bosch's
and Bosch's pit, baby!
Baby.
Wasn't Pat Riley's team. It wasn't Dwayne Wade's team. It wasn't Chris Bosch's. It was LeBron.
I would have said best it was D-Wade and LeBron's team. It was those two guys. It was a duo.
Well, there's not going to be no duo here. He's not.
I
gonna,
agree.
He's
That's not, why he was better to
what
have
do you think?
A duo.
It's going to be the dynamic duo
yes.
of LeBron James and Brad Stevens?
Yes.
Brad Stevens, would he even want LeBron James on this team?
Absolutely. He absolutely would want him on this team. Heard him talk about him.
Have you in being deferential toward having to go up against him in games, but to try and coach that guy and try and coach, more importantly, try and coach the other players around him. It's just, Brad Stevens is at, you know, he's in the thick of his career right now. I think he's still, I think he still gets off on coaching basketball every day and finds it challenging and finds it be something he's compelled to do. How challenging is it to coach a LeBron James basketball team?
Because you got
to
make it all work around him. It's a different challenge. It is. This gets you over the hump.
I don't know. Watching the way that guy takes
guy
over
sucked
games,
it up
I just,
all I, year. I mean, all these years, timeouts, the energy. You throw all those analytics out the window. What's the name of that analytical guy that he has working for him? Brought him from Butler. He relies on him. Take your computer, throw that out the window.
Drew Cannon?
Yeah, Drew. You're good, bud. You know, why don't you take a sabbatical for a year? Make it 2 years till this guy's out of here. But we're going to. LeBron's coming in. He's going to call the shots now.
Well, he's not coming in.
Get me back to Boston.
He's at least going to consider it. That's what Stephen A. says. Jeff and Franklin, you don't want LeBron, huh?
Jeff!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Green Teamer, what's up?
So pretty much, so I play a sport in college, and most of my friends are from all over the place, right? So, we got kids from the Midwest, kids from the West Coast, down south, the whole bit.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them are LeBron fans.
Mm.
So what happens, you get the Cleveland LeBrons, you get the Miami LeBrons,
yep.
Back to the Cleveland LeBrons. Boston's such a passionate sports city.
Yeah, they would boo him.
And turn into the Boston LeBrons. It's no longer the Celtics. Boston doesn't win. LeBron wins. That's what it's about.
It'd be the Celtics because you have that tradition there already built in. If LeBron goes to the Lakers, it's not LeBron. It's the Lakers.
I don't know. The LeBron fan base is so far and wide. I disagree. I think that people only care about LeBron.
Well, there's going to be a lot more people that care about the team other than just Celtics fans. There's going to be a lot of LeBron fans across, as he's saying, the point is, across the country, there will be more people rooting for the Celtics.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to deal with having all these
hard
people
to be America's
for
team.
Boston.
I know.
Hard situation to deal with. 617-779-0985.
They did remind me on NBC Sports Boston this weekend that anything is possible.
We will have tweets from Minicamp in Foxborough coming up next hour. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about LeBron and your calls next.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sheeps. From Boston. She comes from Boston.
She wears a red Sox hat.
Through emails and postcards, she tries to explain to them that education and occupation.
patient. We'll have to wait for
this doesn't really fire me up. I'm not going to lie.
I know, but it's still about Boston. You're thinking, you got Fenway Group, right?
She wears a Red Sox hat to hide her baby dress.
Yeah.
By the way, we're still mixing in your thoughts on the Red Sox, including this call. Scott and Milton's got a Red Sox thought. Hello?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
What's up?
All right, so I got a situation for you here. You're in October. It's game three. You're in the Bronx. Do you put in, given what you saw yesterday, are you playing David Price or Stephen Wright? Who are you starting and why? I'll hang up and listen.
Based on what I saw yesterday and how David Price has been pitching, and if it's going to be the same. I pitched David Price.
What's the scenario postseason?
All of a sudden, the knuckleball looks good one night. And
How often does the knuckleball look good in the postseason?
Usually don't ask Tim Wakefield about the end of Game 7 in 03.
Like,
but
managers in the Bronx, pitching coaches, they hate the knuckleball in the postseason. I kind of don't blame them. Because if it's not moving,
let it fly.
When it's not moving, good grief. That, of course, everyone likes Stephen Wright and what he did. Well, I don't know that everyone likes him, but I do, and it's cool seeing what happened last night. And he had 7 innings. Great. Good. Against a team that had played 2 games the day before and got in late. Okay. Against a team that isn't all that great. But talking about the postseason, you're talking about David Price over Stephen Wright? Is that a thing?
Stephen Wright has made a combined 6 starts in the last 2 seasons with an ERA of 4.98, and that includes last night. 6 starts, 4.98, and now you want to start him in the postseason in the Bronx.
Well,
now granted, he was an all-star in 2016 before he got hurt.
Yep.
Yes, he was. I just love that Billy Laney's so fired up over this, too. The whole LeBron thing. Chugga-chugga-dunk.
He's got the chugga-chugga-choo-choo train is out.
Mike in Boston on LeBron. Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Windhorse was dropping Boston as a possible destination after the all-star game. I think the NBA does that draft thing this year, and he had picked Kyrie number 1 overall, so just wanted to get your thoughts.
So Windhorse said at some point that he would consider Boston.
Yeah, like the week after. He threw out Houston. He threw like 3 teams, but Boston was always at the second team he was talking about. So.
Okay, I don't remember that. Do you guys remember that?
No,
we'll look it up. We'll see if maybe we can find that.
Windhorse very connected to LeBron.
I mean, the most recent thing I remember from Windhorse was them... him being on a show, and they're like, okay, you're close, and what do you think? And he said, I have no idea. Well, okay.
I remember hearing Windhorst and Ryan Russillo both say he's not going to Boston. Like, literally, like, say that. He's not going to Boston. For whatever reason, there's something there.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about this. I feel like that would have been sort of a story. If he had said those things.
You could rename. You could do all kind of things. North Station being there. The Chugga Chugga line. The Chugga Chugga green line.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. You're really good with the marketing and slogans today. I think you hit it out of the park.
He's the most marketable player.
Yes. Ryan's in the car. Ryan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey!
Ryan, go.
Hey, so LeBron coming to Boston, clearly these guys don't like winning championships if they don't want this. It's
right.
No different than if Brady went to the Eagles. Because, so Philly doesn't like Brady, but if he goes in and wins a championship, they're going to put a statue of him next to Rocky.
Okay, we're going to end it right there, Ryan. Thanks for the call. He says, if you don't want LeBron in the team, it's because you don't like winning championships.
This is what happened to this town. Since every team has won in the last 10 years.
Oh, it requires instant gratification.
No, you just got to win.
Brutal.
Do whatever you want. You just win. You don't like winning?
Oh, my God.
Remember how awesome this moment he won 2 years ago, and then the year before that, and also and then the other team won the year before that, and it's like, Bruins made it to the cup final in 13, but lost. That sucked. That team sucks. Got to change it. Got to blow it up. Oh, no, we got to win. You got to win. Everybody's got to win. Everybody's got to keep winning. Don't you like winning championships? I don't like winning a team with a team that is going to be taken over by one guy whom everyone seems to despise. Everybody recognizes his talent and recognizes him as the best player in the world. But does anybody like LeBron James personally? Does anybody find themselves rooting for LeBron James here in Boston? You might root for the Cavaliers to beat Golden State because you really dislike Golden State, but you're willing to just give all that up and all identity as a team? Just let's get another ring. No. If the Celtics win with LeBron James, that ring belongs to LeBron James,
so you're anti-LeBron.
Period, the end.
So you're
That's
anti-LeBron.
It.
You're anti-LeBron.
I'm not whatever anti-LeBron. Happened to enjoying the build? Enjoying the build-up to the
take
point.
Your build. You know what? What do you want to sit there and watch a skyscraper be built in like 4 months and you just want to see a thing picked up and put down by King Kong? I want the like King Kong effect.
Yeah, no, so you weren't happy to be here at the start of the station when we built up to where we are now. You'd rather just jump in on midstream.
You must have hated when the Celtics acquired Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett in the same month.
Jim liked the Antoine Walker shimmy.
That was always the build. It was building towards that.
It's not, but
it was
Jim,
building towards
like
acquiring those players.
And I'll tell you what, that build, there was nothing enjoyable about that build.
And I'll tell you something else, Jim.
Not that I'm disagreeing with you, although I'm not much of a build watcher.
This is great.
The build is done. The build, they're ready to take occupancy. Who's game that? One of the regular season of the 18-19 season. It's pretty much completed. Let's go out there. Now, you did take occupancy last fall, but you sprung a huge leak 5 minutes into your first night there. Now, everybody move out. We'll try this. It's going to take a while to get fixed. Well, it's fixed. And it's going to be fixed, and now you can move back in to this beautifully built new house, game one of this upcoming season. So the build is over. You've got it. You got your coach.
Jim,
you got Kyrie. You got Al Horford. You got Gordon Hayward.
Concrete is dry.
Let's go live in it for a while.
Yeah.
You guys want to hand the keys over like Tom and Giselle did to Dr. Dre the minute they finish completing $50 million seaside.
You know what happens when you do that?
All green, eco-friendly mansion.
You know what happens?
Oh,
you
how
do
great
that? You
was
make,
that?
You make $19 million when you hand those keys over. That's
they were winners.
Mean.
They walked out of that deal winners.
Out.
They did.
Yep.
Champions of the real estate.
Now they
game.
Live in Brooklyn. They got a house in Costa Rica.
Just sold another.
They watch Iron Man 1 and 2. Montana, I watch Iron Man 1 and 2. I got my hair is tight. Hair is back. I want it to happen to see the network lose their mind. What would Kyle Draper say? The anti-LeBron guy. Like, yeah, we got to beat LeBron.
And you know what, Hardy?
Now here's, kiss his
here's
ass.
The unfortunate truth of the matter.
I love it.
For us, like Zoe and I. This is very unlikely to happen.
Right.
It is. If we're dealing in reality,
but we're ready
this is
it.
Not
we're getting ready
LeBron's best situation because of all the reasons you gave, which support your argument, which is he's hard to get along with. He's been a bit of a coach killer. He has had a lot of teammates that didn't love, enjoy, you know, playing with him. He wants to be the guy running the team. He doesn't like a strong coach and a strong GM and, you know, good ownership. He just has been in all these spots where those things have sort of not been there.
So if the Celtics give him the time, meaning we'll
this
talk
is a
to you.
Good situation.
Yeah.
A good situation in Boston. And my point all week has been that LeBron should want to play for a team like the Celtics with a good coach and a good supporting cast and good ownership and really great fan base. It's got everything here.
You know how you had to do...
But he won't pick that because this is not who he is.
Do you know how to get Tom Brady in a private plane and get him down to Long Island? Everybody had to go to Long Island to lure Kevin Durant. You had to kiss his ass and put everything in front of him. What if LeBron comes into your meeting and you give him the time and he sits down, first thing he says, I've done it all. I've watched you from afar now. You are my number one enemy. I love what you have going on. I want to play for you as the coach, Danny, you as the GM, and I want to make this thing work here. I want to bring another championship here. What the hell do you
think? How do you say no to that?
That's what I'm saying.
Not possible.
What if he doesn't come in and
not
just pick your brain? You know
possible.
What I mean?
All right,
what
you know what? There is one scenario where I would accept it.
Should we wait? Let's wait for that. Hardy has headlines, no commercials.
Bob the Builder has a scenario.
We already convinced him. 45 minutes and we got it.
I can't think of a scenario that I would accept, Jim, so maybe I'll accept it too.
Bob the Builder, yes, we can.